Israeli forces opened fire on Palestinians once again, leaving one person dead and another injured in the Gaza Strip. Press TV's Ashraf Shannon has more from the besieged enclave.
A group of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, the so-called buffer zone, were gathering pebbles and scrap metals, and all of a sudden Israeli forces opened fire without any warning shot to anything. One man was shot in the head, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital about half an hour later. The other one was shot in the leg, and his according to hospital to doctors, he's in stable condition despite the fact that he was shot with an explosive bullet, where many experts are saying that the type of bullets and ammunition used by the Israeli forces against Palestinians are internationally banned. This is not the first time Israeli forces shoot at Palestinians in that area. Almost on a daily basis, Palestinians are being subjected to gunfire, tank fire, and even drone attacks by Israeli forces. This so-called buffer zone was established by Israel in late 2006, and basically it ate up nearly 30% of Gaza's arable land, all the way from the southernmost tip at Rafah up to northern Gaza near Beit Hanun. So anyone ventures in that area risks being shot by Israeli forces. And many here are saying that the reason that Israel is shooting people there and killing people is that no one is reining Israel in, and they blame also this whole situation on what they say as an international conspiracy of silence.